Hello, is anyone on the line?
Hello, my name is Carla. I'm calling from Omega Cleaning.
Oh, how are you?
I want to talk to you. Good, how are you?
Good, good, thank you. I'm sorry, just one second while I pull up your account. And how can I help today again?
Do you got my account already?
Oh, it's pulling up. I thought you were just mentioning your what you needed today, but no worries. Let me pull it up. Oh, yes, I see I'm speaking with Carla. Okay, and how can I help today, Carla?
Yes, since now I don't receive any clients from you guys. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I pay money, but I don't receive any money back. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
And the all number they are calling me is a New York number. When I call, they don't say anything. I don't know what happened. I don't know what kind of game of that. I don't know.
Okay, let me see what's going on here. One second. Okay, let's see. Okay. Let me check your placement. Oh, okay, I see. So just to remind you, I'm not sure if you're aware, actually, but it looks like your payment failed. So right now, any leads that come through since yesterday won't come through. But let me check your placement here on Google. Were you aware that your payment failed?
You say you received my payment? Which kind of payment? Which payment?
You have a payment due for $99. It looks like there was a $50 service credit applied, but it failed. Let me see when it failed.
You don't want to pass because I don't have any money in my account. How I can pay you if I don't work?
Oh, I see. Yeah, it looks like there was a billing extension since the 16th. They extended it for 2 weeks, so... it looks like the card declined. It looks like it's no longer a good card. It was reported as a lost or stolen card. So, I mean, were you willing to continue with the service? Because we did apply a service credit here. And, you know, there's always options to optimize your account. It's not that, you know, it hasn't been with us that long. So I would suggest continuing with the local SEO that you have so we can continue our efforts here. But right now the account is, in not good standing since the payment failed.
Ma'am, for payment, I'm very sorry because I don't have any money to pay. But with you guys, I never receive any client from you, you know.
I walk.
If I don't receive any client, only customer, I cannot pay because I have to pay. I have to pay many things, but I never more walk because trust you guys, pay you last time, like 2 or 3 times, but I never receive anything from you. I don't know. Playing game, you are talking by nothing. I don't know.
Okay, it looks like there was
a... I never received nobody. I never received any customer.
Okay, it looks like there was a... Hang on one second. Just this... It looks like there was a call that came in on the 21st. It looks like you scheduled a deep residential cleaning for an apartment at Kingsley Street. Do you recall that one?
Never.
Sorry?
Never. Nobody scheduled an appointment with me.
Okay, because that's recorded in a recording for a phone call. But besides that, I'm seeing other calls as well.
That appointment, where? my customer service.
I'm so sorry, Carla. Your phone's breaking up a little bit. Can you say that again? It's breaking up quite a bit.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I said the appointment you see over there, where they made that appointment? By text message, by phone call, by what?
Yeah, it was a phone call. You can see it in your dashboard. If you go under leads, it was a phone call. There's an AI transcriptor that listens to the calls and gives you a summary of what happened. So it's giving you all the details. Looks like you scheduled to clean an apartment.
What's the address?
The address that I have is 4222 King C Street, apartment 212. That was confirmed for Wednesday the 25th at 10 a.m. And then you provided your phone number for any necessary communication.
It was in Kinsey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on Kinsey Street, it says.
Not true. Never made an appointment with nobody. Nobody.
Yeah, that's what's in the recording. Because your call tracking records all of the calls that go through. So the AI transcriber will do a summary of the calls that it listens to.
For that reason, I'm telling you, I never received any phone call, any like your text message to schedule any appointment, Kansas Street, ever.
There's also two other leads after that. I'm also seeing two other leads after that. I'm seeing a call from the 23rd. It looks like the caller pressed 1 and there was no answer, but that was on the 23rd from Buffalo, New York, I believe. And then there's one.
That one is like a scam. That's a scam. I don't live in Buffalo. I live in Texas. How one person from Buffalo can call me to go to the clinic in Buffalo?
Well, it doesn't necessarily mean they're in Buffalo. That's just what's on their caller ID.
That's Buffalo, because me too, I have a Buffalo. I have a New York phone number, but I don't live in New York.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't live in New York. But when I call back, like the person was playing game. Call back the person, you can see. I call them back.
I see. No worries. Let me go ahead and just check the placement here on Google because, I mean, we are seeing some activity coming in compared to the last month. Let me just check your placement, see if it has improved. One moment.
Where I can see the person who scheduled the appointment in Kinsey, where I can see that in my app, please?
You can go in your app and look at leads.
What's that, leads?
It'll be under leads. That's correct.
Leads.
Sorry, your phone's breaking up a little bit. I'm not sure if I understand.
Leads, I don't see the how they call that, Buffalo Zero. I see one missed call, but I just see the call. I don't see any message.
Mm-hmm. It's
I have sent a message, right?
No, so let me see. Let me go back. I'm sorry.
The bottom, we have a home, we have a link, we have a call, we have a message. That message?
No, let me check. I'm sorry. One second. I have to go back into that dashboard here. Just a moment.
Okay,
so if you go... So you'll want to click on leads. Do you see the top, at the top right-hand corner, there's a menu you can click on. It should take you to leads.
I'm on leads now. Show me.
Okay. If you're on leads and you look at the third one down, that's from a wireless caller with area code 530-781-5108. I'm sorry, your phone's breaking up again. Can you say that again, Carla? Can you hear me at all, Carla? Carla, can you hear me?
Can you
hear me? I'm sorry, Carla. Your phone is coming in and out, but I can't hear anything at all. It's silent most of the time. I know it's you, I'm not sure if you can hear me.
Can you?
I'm sorry, it's cutting out a lot.
Can you hear me?
Sort of now. I kind of heard you say that. Can you hear me okay?
Ma'am, I hear you very well. Can you hear
Perfect.
Me too?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yes. Okay. So let me go back into your profile. So the third lead down from area code 530-781-5108, that's the one that was the scheduled call.
Yes, I don't know where this person met the schedule, but he didn't make the schedule with me. But I never knew have like the schedule met it. I never knew that before. I just see it now with you. I never made a schedule with nobody. I don't know which way. But give her the phone, please. I'm talking on the phone. I don't know which way he used to make that appointment. I don't know. I never spoke with nobody.
That's what it says it is. It says it's a recording from a call. I can have that checked. I can't listen to it right now because we're on the phone, but it's coming from a call that was recorded through the call tracking. Sorry, say that again.
Contact me. If he's contact me, how I can make a schedule with him if I never spoke with him? It doesn't make no sense.
They
already put his schedule March 21st, I don't know. No, let's go talk about the payment because I don't have any money right now. If you try to take money in my account, don't go to pass because it's money. It's zero. Don't have no money over there because I never work. I don't have money. I want to work. Please fund me a customer. I want to work. I want to pay you. I want to work with you. And I don't know you. I never see you, but I trust you. I always pay. I always trust you. I always believe in you, but don't show me the good results.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We'd have to collect at least the 99 portion of the account in order to continue with the service. Right now, the account is paused because the payment didn't go through. So, and there was a $50 service credit applied to that.
Okay, that means I have to pay that money even I never receive the customer?
Yeah, that's a monthly charge. There's sometimes, for example, let me give you an example. Depending on the season, sometimes it can slow down. Sometimes you may get calls, sometimes you don't. But we still charge you monthly because you're not paying per lead. You're paying for optimization and for traffic and visibility out on Google.
Then I'm saying, man, if I don't have any customer, how I can pay? You have to put yourself in my place. You have to put yourself in my place. Last time when I paid the last time, lady who's with who I spoke, she says now, give me the warranty. She says this month, gonna have the customer. I never receive any customer from you. Now you tell me to pay again $99. Which kind of game you guys playing?
Yeah, I'm sorry, ma'am.
Don't worry. I'm telling you the truth. I never more have any customer, even from you, even from anywhere. I never more worked in my cleaning company business. I never more work.
Okay.
I trust you because I know maybe by you I can get like a customer.
Yeah.
Since that, I never received nobody.
Okay.
The thing you have to do is work in my case to give me customer and pay you.
Okay.
Don't ask me money because I don't have it.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and have our team review those leads very quickly. I'm just going to place you on a very brief hold here, Carla. I'll be right back on the line with you, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, thank you for your patience. Carla, are you still there?
I'm here, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, we reviewed that lead. It looks like it was a good lead from somebody that when they called in, they left you a message, and it looks like you followed up with them, but their name is, I believe, Richard from, and then he mentioned his address. So that's considered a good lead. We are optimizing to get you the best return. We have extended your billing multiple times. We've already applied service credits. Unfortunately, we need to be able to collect the payment in order to continue to optimize your account.
Sorry, ma'am. Can you say that again, please?
Yeah, so right now the account is getting traffic. It's getting visibility. We reviewed the lead, and it is a good lead that came in from that phone number. So because we have already extended your billing and applied service credits in the past, we unfortunately have to collect the payment in order to continue optimization because it is as well a partial payment. It's not we're not asking you to pay the full amount. We already applied a $50 service credit on there. So the best we can do is ask that you make the payment for $99.
You say I have one lead. I don't know. I have a big difficulty to listen what you are saying.
I'm sorry, you couldn't hear what I said?
I'm listening to you very well. I hear you very well. Can you say again, please?
Yeah, in order to continue optimizing the account, Carla, we have to process the $99 payment because your account is getting traction. It's getting movement, and that is considered a good lead. So because we have already extended your billing, we're not asking that you make your whole payment, but we are suggesting that you make that minimum payment, which is that $99. In order to continue the optimization.
I already hear that music long time. So your account getting customer, getting traffic, getting, but I never received anybody. I'm very sorry. I don't have that money to pay. Very sorry. If it's you, put yourself in my place. Pay you guys like 3 times already, but I never received any customer from you. I have to keep paying. Where are I going to get that money to pay you? Except in my place.
Yeah, no, I understand. I'm sorry.
Money I spent to you, I never received any $1 back. Any. You want me to still paying? When am I going to get money? I don't have any problem to pay you guys. I don't have any problem to pay you if I have a customer. I don't have any problem to pay you.
Okay. Well, ma'am,
I don't know you. I don't see you. That, and the first time I paid $300. I don't know you. I don't see you. I don't know where you walk. I don't know where you are. But I paid $300. Even I did not receive nothing from you. I paid that money. It means if I receive something from you, I will pay the money. I don't have any problem to pay money.
Yeah, I understand. I'm sorry, ma'am. There's nothing I can do besides, charge you that $99.
Okay, I don't have any $99 to pay. I don't have it because I have to win. I just lose since I start with you. Pay. I never received nothing back. Sorry.
Okay.
Game with me. I don't want anymore.
Did you want us to at least put the account on hold? We can offer a hold versus canceling the account if you're not able to make your payment.
I'm sorry?
Did you want us to place your account on hold? We can also offer a hold if you're not able to make your payment instead of canceling
the account. I can put my account on hold. I can put my account on hold. I never receive any customer from you. I think you guys are playing game with people because the best what you're going to do, you can tell me, okay, let me try and work in your case more, even one or two customers to get paid for us.
And we
do
it.
It's not that easy.
We do see a few leads.